raw sugar, from hair care to body wash to lotions and more, is made with cold-pressed extracts from clean, good-for-you ingredients, delivering a raw clean that infuses your senses with raw joy. Raw sugar, available at your local Target.
$950-something for the... For what he needs?
Oh, yeah, yes. No big deal.
Just a few.
Are you good at math? How many burpees per minute is that?
We're going to have to calculate on that one, man. That's one beer too many for that one.
But yes, I have done burpees in the past. Now that I can think a little bit, now that, you know, Enter Sandman's not just in my grill, which I've been to a Metallica concert live, by the way. Rad as fuck. But now that I can kind of think, yes, I have done burpees before in the past, and they're probably my least favorite thing. I always wondered, what the hell is the point? Who the hell would want to do something like this? And it was usually what we used to call them is like up-downs, right? Similar type of thing. Yeah, yeah. It was when you did something wrong in football, that was your punishment. Do a burpee. Do 100 up-downs. Now this guy's just doing it for fun.
Well, how many times do you need to get up off the ground? I mean, I think that's the practical application is when you know you're on the ground, you need to get up. But, I mean, how many times is that going to really happen in a day?
Fall down 3 times, get up 4 times, right? That's what they say.
Not 950.
Yeah.
Especially
well,
not an hour.
He's got to do at least 880. The current record is 871, I believe. Am I correct on that?
I think it's different now. I think
is it different
changed.
Now? This might have
I believe
been
it's
older.
Like 900 and something now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
You got the epic
well,
Hans Zimmer
September
music.
September 7th, 2021, it was 879, set by Anna Pawlowski, and he did this in California. The previous record before that was out of Australia, which was 870.
Were either of these two rugby players?
I doubt it. Nope. These guys.
Is this something rugby players do?
Burpees?
Yeah.
I think a lot of rugby players do a lot of CrossFit, but I'm not sure that, like, I don't know, maybe.
Because, I mean, like I was saying, with football, it was a punishment. You do burpees and up-downs if you're in trouble. I don't know. Do you just run laps in rugby?
I mean, rugby itself is a punishment. So,
I guess so.
You know, I don't know that you can punish somebody that's already punished. It's like grounding somebody and spanking them. What's worse? I don't know. Like, they both suck, I guess.
At the same time, it would be even worse.
Right.
Like, you know.
What is a proper burpee for today? Do you know?
His proper burpee for today, he's going to go down to the floor. He's going to take his arms out to his side, bring them back in, do a push-up, and just leave the ground.
Okay. What is the over-under? Is there a MyBookie.com bet on this?
If there was.
Do we have this looked up? What do you think the odds are of him beating this record today?
I think it's really good. He's been working on this 3 times a week for the last long while now, and he's been building up every single week, and he was all over it this week. So this is.
So he's already hit it.
He's
just
already
not
hit
official.
It. So you'll see when he starts doing it, he takes a certain amount that he'll knock out at one time, like 16, 17. He'll take a quick break, mark it off, and, you know, take a breather, and jump back down into it. So takes those pauses in it. It's not like he sits there and drops down 200, 300 at a time. He drops down a little bit at a time, gets a little break.
How many could you do in an hour?
How many would I do or could I do?
Could I? Your life depends on it.
If my life depended on it, I'd probably shoot for about maybe 300. That 300. Would be all I'd want to do.
I've done 300 in my life, maybe. Now, if I didn't have a gig after this and I didn't care if I got sweaty, I would challenge Tansy to a burpee contest, I promise.
We should do this after.
I got something I got to do after this, so I can't be all sweaty. So, you know, I made making an excuse for myself.
I mean,
maybe,
there's a Walmart. You can get some more clothes right after. This would be some good stuff, good content right here.
I suppose. But,
take a shot before you do it. It'd be even better.
Maybe I should have just kept my mouth shut and not brought this up. Maybe I'm instantly regretting semi-challenging Tansy to a burpee off. I can burp louder than him, maybe.
It would be fun. I mean, I'm all in for a good challenge. I don't know if burpees are my thing. I think my strong suit, if I had to pick a CrossFit workout, I think my strongest would either be climbing the ropes, doing toe to bar,
ropes?
Or maybe pull-ups.
Ooh. Well, I was going to say pull-ups. That's a military thing,
yeah,
right?
Pull-ups
I
mean, are my thing.
Back in your day, how many pull-ups could you bang out, like, in a row?
Right now, probably 9. Dead arm. Like, not CrossFit ones, but I could probably do 9 dead arm pull-ups if I had to, right?
Like Afghanistan Tansy in his peak physical conditions.
Like, probably 21.
21.
That's pretty good.
I mean, but I also weighed like 160 pounds.
That's 22 more than I could do.
I was training like my whole life was revolved around training. So
is it easier if you weigh less?
I think so.
But then you have less muscle.
I guess that's arguable. But
right?
Yeah, that is arguable on a lot of scales. So yeah. Micah, one of our probably biggest guys here, he can knock them out till the cows come home. So
yeah, but that's what he does. Like he has a CrossFit gym in his house. He has a CrossFit gym here.
He
has a CrossFit gym at my distillery.
Which he's been on the show before too. He's in the background getting stuff set up. Micah, friend of the show. Springback clamps that we have up here, the inventor. He was on the show a little while back, and I'm sure he'll be up here for a minute to talk about springback clamps, and maybe we'll see how many burpees he can do. He's
what are your odds today? So you're saying 100%?
I would say I'd give him 90%.
Give 90% him 90% for sure.
I'm pretty confident. And watching him do it and the breaks that he gives himself, I think that if he just picks out, takes a little less of a break each time, he can easily.
Well, I was able to talk to him before the show, before he's starting. He's about over here. And I asked him, what kind of mentality does he have right now? Is it a heart of hate that's going to keep him going? Is it Cool Comic Clax? And he said, I'm really going off of the David Groggins thing where my mind is just completely
clear. Hard.
It is what it is. And I'm just going to go as hard as I can go. And if it's enough, it's enough. So pretty
strong.
The
man has more mental fortitude than many people I've met.
He's incredible. Him and Cameron Haynes are like.
Yeah, he is
incredible.
A non-optional kind of guy. It's going to happen. You got to do it. You got
to
go.
And I think you have to have a very similar mindset if you're going to do the world record, Guinness Book of World Records and burpees.
Yeah.
You know, like what kind of injuries do you face? Well, like, what kind of injuries could happen in something like
you
this?
Shoulder injury.
If you pull a muscle
elbows,
halfway through?
You're going through it or you're quitting.
Just
one
have
of the two.
To, huh? No, I mean, quitting in CrossFit, though.
It's pretty brutal. Burpees are really brutal on legs. They're very brutal on legs. Core, absolutely terrible on the core.
What sort of stretch do you do before this?
Oh, my gosh. You do a lot. A band is really good for this, trying to get that kind of pull on it. So put your arm through, pull you on a band. Honestly, a good part of it is doing them.
Oh,
doing
the shirt is coming off.
Oh, here we go. Boy.
This guy's got washboard abs.
I mean, of course he does, but...
Three.
Oh, shit. He's about to get started here. This is
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it starts.
And
here we go.
And he's not faking it. He's not, bitching out at the end. He's going full on slapping the ground every time he goes down. He's going to be off camera, on camera. Off camera, on camera for the people on YouTube. Hammer that like button as you watch him now.
Tell me about the tape on his arms.
So that's KT tape. That helps a lot with keeping things together is the best way to describe it. It pulls everything together and keeps your muscles keeps them from pulling stuff. So when you're doing something for that long extended period of time, it's pretty necessary to have something like that. You would see that in CrossFit games or any kind of like competitions. You would see that kind of tape to help out from something overstraining.
Okay, what kind of what body fat percentage are we working with? This is, I'm thinking like maybe like
0.7.
He's
a beast.
Probably somewhere around 4 or 5.
So
let's ask you. I want to ask you about pacing because we see he's giving himself a breather for like maybe a second in between a couple here. How would you approach it? Would you pace yourself? Would you just go balls to the wall and try to?
Absolutely, pace. It's 100% a pace race. I would say
marathon, not a sprint. Right?
You're right, and I would say most of your athletes, your top level athletes, are going to start off a little bit slower at a regular pace, and then they're going to speed up towards the end.
Fourth quarter, and it's like
right.
You push it,
but you do not ever want to like push that right at the beginning. You'll never be able to make it through to the end. So.
Does he get any water breaks?
If he wants to, he can grab water. Sure. So I think that would probably end up hindering him more than it would help him in the long run. That's a lot to process while you're moving up and down and moving all that body part. So
let me ask you this. You talked about the tape. Now, I know CrossFit is here, there, and everywhere. Use everything, anything you can get and use to, work out. But one of my heroes, Tom Brady, is a guy who doesn't use weights at all, only bands, resistance bands. What's the sort of percentage and the ratio of resistance bands and weights that you use and what most people do at CrossFit?
It
doesn't have to be exact, but
we rarely we use a decent amount of resistance bands for certain applications, like when you don't have a movement down, you're learning a muscle up, which is basically a pull up but pulls you above the bar, and something like that, you have to use something to learn that movement. Okay. Pull ups, there's very much a lot of people, so I would say resistance bands we use mostly for stretching. And then if you do not have a movement fully down, such as a pull-up, for example, a strict pull-up, somebody would want to use a band on that as opposed to,
What do you prefer?
For training somebody, I love using a band, but it also can be a crutch after a while.
Yeah.
People tend to use that to the point where they don't ever learn to do the movements.
And then this sort of like, you want to have the big muscles, but it's not just the show-offy muscles. You want to have the actual muscles that work.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
I feel like a lot of the guys, especially like athletes, the guys I watch with football players, baseball and basketball, if you have all these big muscles, you're more likely to pull muscles. You're more likely to hurt.
Yeah.
Whereas that's why I like Tom Brady, who's has this long career. He's not big and strong and has all the muscles, but he's almost, gawky and lanky.
It's deceiving. Yeah, very deceiving.
Exactly, right?
But yeah, yeah.
But that's how you, you know, have durability and sustain a long career. If you have, you know, if you build and bulk up really quick, like Zion Williamson's an example around here. He's almost breaking down already when he was in college. He had a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Well, so you tend to see these guys that are the bulk side of things are isolation movements they use to isolate certain movements like biceps, triceps, that kind of thing. But the connective tissue is what they're not building up because they're not getting a full motion in it. They're getting one isolated movement in that, and that's where, like you talk about, where that pulling goes in, is if you're not getting those full motion, that full thing going through, and that's a lot of what CrossFit is about, is that full functional movement, getting all that functional movement. So we do a lot of Olympic lifting and a lot of that. It engages so many muscles at one time. And your isolation is where you're bench pressing, where you're, you know, a deadlift is still an isolation movement to an extent.
You guys curls. Bench press, though, huh?
We do. We bench.
I get mixed stuff about
there's
like
a lot of there's a lot of Olympic lifts that happen in CrossFit.
Very much so.
Yeah. You know, and to be a good CrossFitter, you got to be a good Olympic lifter as well. Just to set the mood for everybody in here that you can't see on camera, there is quite a few people in this gym. They're all watching. It's a very somber mood. Everybody is intently watching. There's no sidebar conversation. Nobody's playing on their phones. I mean, everybody is really just watching this intently. There's a couple of sheriffs here from the Johnson County Sheriff's Department. There's a judge. There's some clickers. There's some medics. But the mood here is very tense. It's almost like driving some anxiety here. Everybody looks like they're just really, really nervous about this
whole
thing.
I'm reading the comments here right now. Our friend Ben Marsh has a great question. Says, does he have a plan for the dong? Does he? I mean, you have to use a certain type of compression shorts because you're slapping your dick on that ground all day.
That is a great question. Yes, those compression shorts, he definitely has that on. That's really important.
You could definitely sustain an injury just smacking
that's
that
right,
thing on
absolutely.
The ground,
right? And, you know, even if you're not doing a workout that long, that's something we tend to run across with longer workouts and CrossFit.
What breaks down first today? Is it the cardio? Is it the muscles? Is it the arms?
What
is
about
it
the legs? Mental?
The mental, what breaks down first? What starts when this really gets going hard?
I would probably say in the burpee side of things, it is you get hit initially with that cardio, but the muscles, that's where you start breaking down.
Is it the heaviness of the legs? I know for me, it's my legs feel like lead weights.
They hit to the point where you just go numb. Like they go numb and you just keep on going. But that's probably one of the first things that gets rough.
Now for you, when you get into the CrossFit gym and you see the WOD of the day involves a lot of burpees, you know, I know a burpees for a lot of CrossFitters, it's one of those make it or break it type things, right? Sure. You either love it, you hate it, you're excited about the workout or you're devastated about the workout. What is it for you when you see a burpee heavy WOD?
I am a burpee guy. I like burpees. Okay. I'm a more cardio heavy kind of guy, which this is very cardio heavy, so I like that a lot more. When we get to weights, sometimes that's where I get kind of overwhelmed. You know, Micah, when he comes up for the spring back stuff, he is very much a weightlifter. But yeah, we do a lot. The worst kind of burpees are when we do stuff like burpee over the box. You do a burpee, jump on a box and jump over, you know, those get rough. Those get really rough, you know, so there's a lot into it.
We just got an update. I'll let you ask that question in 2 seconds. We just got an update. He just crossed 100.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is, does he know what he's at? Does he want to know what he's at? Does he just want to have, does he not look at the clock? Does he just go and not think about how many more he has or what? I mean, what do you how would you approach it? Would you want to know, like, the number, have them shout out every 100? Would you look at the clock and know how much time you have left, or do you just go, go, go?
That's a tough question. I mean,
it can fuck with you, but it can also maybe help absolutely. You push, right?
Absolutely. I think I think what he's probably keeping in his head is every break that he gets, he has a certain amount he counts to, and then he takes a break. Certain amount, break. Certain amount, break. So I doubt right now he has an idea of total-wise, but he's thinking about, I have to get those reps before my break. So these are the amount of reps I got to get. He's got a pace that he's pretty sure he knows to keep up with. That would be about where I'd want to be. I don't think I'd want to know my total. I would just need to know about what my pace needs to be.
Do you think having people here just staring at you helps or it makes it harder?
You know, it depends on the person.
Right.
I love people around me when
we
do
this. I think it's like home field advantage.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, some people thrive off of it. Whereas we have days we do max days. When we come here for max days, you don't have a bunch of people doing it at one time. It's one person per time, and everybody in the gym is watching them. And I thrive off of it. When you got people yelling at you, you got it. You pull a lot more weight. You can do a lot more. But for some people, it's that fear, you know, what if I don't get it, you know? Yeah. And so you got to get over that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like last year in professional sports, a lot of the crowds were empty because of COVID, right? So,
all right, we got the crowd cheering.
Speaking of the crowd, right? They're pumping them up.
The crowd is getting into this.
That's killer right there.
And what I was saying before is, you know, last year with COVID, the crowds were all empty. I'm sure it was tough for those players on the field to get up with no nobody in the crowd. Now it's different, right? And again, I played at a low level, but I would the best games are when there's a crowd yelling.
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you want someone sort of saying you can't do this, like a David Goggins approach, like you're in there, bitch, you ain't going to do it, you're weak, or would you want someone saying, come on, you got this?
Both.
Yeah, a little bit of both, right?
It's not that both.
I think in this scenario right now, like I think you're so checked out to the world right now. Like I don't think he's checked in right now. I think he's conditioned black. I think he's zeroed in and focused on what he has to do, and I don't think he gives necessarily one or two fucks about what's going on outside of what he has to do. And I could kind of tell that at the beginning when he was stretching. You know, it was like he was kind of oblivious to what was on the radio. He was oblivious to who was coming in the door. He was in his own little world. And I feel like when you're getting into realms of pain like this, that you kind of almost like a sadistic form of taking your mind outside of the pain.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't think about what you're doing. It's a go-go. By the way, your water question. Yeah. He is drinking some water in it.
I mean, you have to, right?
He's getting that fill back up. Yeah, you got to have something.
What was his workup to this food-wise? Is he carbing up? Is he strictly
or is it the
vegetarian?
Night I think the night before. The night before.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Is he taking the Michael Scott from The Office? Where
Alfredo chicken.
Oh,
Alfredo?
Milk was a bad choice. Yeah.
No. Man, that was a tough one. I would say they definitely carb up night before kind of thing, but he probably hadn't eaten much today. That would not be advisable. So, you know,
but you
anything.
Need something for some energy, like Cliff Bar or something, right?
Yeah, probably something that's not going to give you some acid, you know, something that's really, really neutral.
I'm sure his diet is so checked in that it probably doesn't take much to fuel this guy.
Yeah, this guy's got a run coming up here in Raleigh not long after this. He's going to run like 40 something miles.
No big deal. Another day in the office.
You know, and I was going. How do you train for both of those things?
Do you think some people, like, do you think he's born that way? Are CrossFit people born that way? Or do you have to find it within yourself and learn how to be an animal?
I think there's both. I would say that there's some people that are naturally athletes, that it just comes naturally. They don't get injured as easy, which
like
I think
Rich
is
Froning.
A big kicker. You know? Yeah, Rich Froning.
But,
I mean, like,
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, but LeBron James, never heard of her. But he's an amazing athlete.
Sure.
Look at him. But he doesn't have the mentality, right? That's
right,
why he's not Kobe and Michael Jordan. So you can be an outstanding athlete and be born that way,
right.
But you have to have
absolutely
a little bit of both.
You have to work harder to be at that point.
Yeah.
So if you're not a natural athlete, you have to work a lot harder to be at the point everybody's out at. You know? Yeah. And in the grand scheme of things, for some people, no matter what you do, you could never be as good as them if they work as hard as you are.
Yeah.
So. Is there drug testing in a Guinness Book of World Records?
That's a great question. There isn't CrossFit. I don't know about Guinness Book of World Records.
I mean, I figured it'd have to be it's somewhat clean to break a record.
Let's talk about this whole Guinness thing. We have, like, Guinness Book of World Record officials here, right?
All right.
As he's getting another little
pump. Like we're crossing up
awesome
on another 100 here.
So we have
got a great
pace. Like hearsay where it's like, oh, yeah, I swear to God.
That's legit, yeah.
We have a legit Guinness Book of World Records person here.
Okay, so what we've got here is we've got the rules as far as the Guinness Book of World Records goes is you either A, have to pay someone from there to come down, which is $10,000, which is not the case, or B, have a government official, which is what they did with the police coming here. But that way, I think it was $800 for him to actually enter in to be able to do it. So they try to keep people from just trying to break a record every 5 minutes and sending in videos. So you have to pay to do it.
Well, speaking of world records, Tansy, since you got your laptop out, we should try to break a world record and do the longest podcast of all time. What do you think the longest continuous podcast of all time is? I bet it's like 3 days straight.
I bet it's over a week.
Over a week, you think? You should look that up and see if we can beat that.
I will. You'd probably be something.
That's
from
about
Drinking
the only
Bros.
Record.
I mean, I know
I'd
that they podcast
beat
through some of these golf tournaments.
Oh wow, there you go.
Wow, there's 50,000 results, so 36-hour nonstop.
36 hours of podcasting?
I was way off.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
We could do that.
We hit 200, guys.
Yeah, we're just past 200 now.
5-hour energies, I can talk for 36 hours straight. I promise you that.
That's a lot of talking.
That's a lot of talking.
Is that like one person or two people?
Yeah, it says Mike Russell, co-founder of UK Podcasters Community at New Media Europe Conference.
You should double that.
I could do well. I could talk all day.
Yeah.
I could go on and on. You give me the right stuff, I could go on and on and on. I could. That's probably the one Guinness Book of World Record I could actually break, as longest podcast.
If you were to try to break a Guinness Book of World Records, what would you do?
Something really simple, like most bubbles blown. I'm not looking to do anything crazy.
Now, are you blowing bubbles with your mouth? Or
Tansy can do that.
You can look up which is easiest, you know. You probably just won.
I blow bubbles without even having
do it towards the camera
without
so they
even
can
a
see
thing.
Tansy can just blow bubbles out of nowhere.
That's
the weirdest
impressive
thing I've ever seen.
I mean,
you should go for
maybe
it.
Maybe I got a record in that. Yeah, but I can also blow bubbles in a a trucker stop as well. What's your favorite CrossFit workout?
My favorite is Chelsea. It is it is a 30-minute workout that is every minute on the minute. You've got to do 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 squats. And you have to do it within that minute period of time. If you don't, you fail, and that's it. So 30 minutes, yeah, it's pretty beasty.
Yeah, that's that sounds ridiculous. He's starting to look a little bit red over here, Carlos. He's got the eye of the tiger and really hasn't dropped pace at all. He hasn't really changed since his first burpee.
Well, let me ask you this. Did he said, you said that he's in charge of the music, right? This is the music he picked, or?
Actually, I think the music's changed. His original music was on, and one of the girls, I believe, changed
it. What would be the playlist you would pick? I'm a big music guy. What would be the playlist you would pick to do something like this to get you going?
I'm a big drum and bass, dubstep kind of guy.
Okay. So yeah, I think it's like anything to keep the tempo up, to keep you moving.
So dance kind of, but not electronic.
And like keeping you in rhythm. It's got to be
Metallica, Megadeth, heavy guitar, fast guitar.
Yeah.
No. See, I think like maybe before the work, like especially if it's a cardio style workout, you know, maybe if you're getting pumped up to hit somebody, that's when I go into like the hardcore heavy metal. But like a lot of times like that hardcore heavy metal or anything that's kind of offbeat, it like really takes away from my focus.
Yeah.
So I got to get something that I can like lock into, and I don't really have to think about it much, and like it doesn't change my heart rate, it doesn't change my breathing.
Yeah.
So I've done some really long, you know, 100-mile bike races.
Okay.
A couple other extensive workouts.
We're rolling. You know, 33-mile run. Punk rock probably be one of my ones.
Oh, that's a good one to go to. That's a good go-to. Some,
which has changed, man. That's like the music we used to listen to.
I'd have to have like old school, like the early 90s version of AFI.
Yeah.
Not the new stuff, but like the old stuff.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I would need some System of a Down.
Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Psalm 41, you know.
Okay, so yeah, that's a little bit of a different generation.
I mean, I'm all over Kesha too, like on a good workout. I mean, Kesha really gets me moving.
To me, like this shit, to be honest,
I love it.
Would distract me. I
get
would be
that.
Pissed.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd make me do more because
it keeps me moving.
I don't know if this Cardi B or Nicki Minaj. I don't know if
if you look
person,
behind you, even the
this
cops
doesn't help you understand the assignment.
This no, absolutely not. I would be like, I would be worried. Like, why am I listening to this? But
oh no,
I'm not complaining.
Even the cops back there are moving. Everybody's kind of swaying right now. Everybody's kind of moving to the beats. So.
You know, pop song.
I get it. I get the pop. I get the pop music on a long workout.
This crowd is
totally
growing, by the way.
It is.
This crowd is growing.
And look, there's a couple
parking
more
parking was
here.
A joke, man.
And so have everybody's anxieties.
They would be a witness to history right now. This is history in the making.
Pretty cool. It is. Yeah.
This is our chance at watching somebody break a world record. I've never watched it. Have you seen somebody break a world record?
Not live. No, I don't think so.
I
mean, I remember as a kid, though, when my mom would go grocery shopping, I would always go to the book aisle and get the Guinness Book of World Records. And
I did that too.
I don't even know if that exists. Books barely exist.
It's like around Walmart, it pops up every once in a while. Around Christmas, so you get your Christmas gift.
So someone said, when we were talking about what we would listen to while we're doing this to get pumped up, someone said, I'd be listening to Failure to Stop. That's pretty funny.
Oh, that would.
It's a good answer.
Well, that would take you into 2 hours, so it'd be a nice long podcast. I think Failure Stop might have the world record for the longest podcast.
Yeah, I think your worst music you could probably listen to would be country music during this. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
You'd be losing everything.
Yeah.
At the time that you're.
Or whatever makes
losing
money.
Your soul.
You know, you lost a truck, you lost a girl, you don't want to lose the world record.
Yeah, blues for this type of thing. But I love how we have people in the comments right now talking about how they're eating bags of chips while they watch this man.
Nice.
Just completely annihilate his own body.
What kind of chips? That's the real question.
I heard Ruffles, Lay's.
Okay.
Now, what's your go-to chip then?
Man, go-to chip. I'm like a probably salt and vinegar jalapeno kettle chip.
I like barbecue ones. Barbecue Lay's.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. My kids call those sauce chips.
Yep.
You know?
Big time.
We're going to get Amy Rudy up here. She's hiding behind the barbells. Yeah. Come on up here, Amy. Amy.
Oh.
What's going on, Amy?
Hello.
Are you're a long-term member of this gym, right?
Yes.
Yeah, long time. Flip that switch. Is it on? It looks on to me. Yeah, I think it's on.
Okay. Yes, I was one of the founding members with. I was one of the founding members with Mackie when they opened Stillhouse.
Yeah, one of the founding members. Back then, you had a little bit because we met you on the show before. We've been on the show before. We were doing one of the tailgate legends with the spring back clamps, but you looked a little bit different back then.
Yeah, I've changed a little bit over the years.
Yeah, you look a lot smarter.
A lot what?
A lot smarter.
I am a lot smarter now than I was a few years ago.
Well, what do you think about today's burpee challenge here? Do you think he breaks the record?
Absolutely.
Do you know Carlos?
No doubt. He's going to break it.
He's gonna, did you watch him train?
We've watched him train. He's been here day in, day out.
We've done some burpees with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you kind of have to. It's kind of like when Tom Hanks was running in the film Forrest Gump. Everybody just kind of like wanted to rally behind that.
Yeah.
Now, could you do a burpee in that dress?
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I walked in, I was like, that's not a CrossFit outfit.
Am I going to? No. But yes.
Are the rules for comments would love to see that.
Are the rules for females doing burpees different than guys?
No.
Really?
No.
Spring up faster with boobies. Boing.
So.
Does it hurt you differently?
What was the question?
Does it hurt you differently to do a burpee?
No.
Sports bras all day, I mean, right?
You gotta sports bras. You just got to wear the right one so that they keep the girls in, keep them supported, just like you guys do for...
Well, there's not much to support me. Like, I could go, like, underwearless. It's not getting in the way. You know what I mean? It's like a grape smash between two apples. It's not really...
Yeah,
there's not really a problem.
I do not recommend... Ooh, we're at 300.
We're at 300.
Yeah. We're at 300, and he's about... Almost 20 minutes in now.
This is a fiery pace.
Imagine doing 300 burpees in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Dude, maybe I'd be like maybe 10. That's what's embarrassing to me.
I'm getting tired watching him. I feel sore watching him. I went to the gym for 1 hour today, and I'm like, yeah, I fucking suck today's dick. I rule the world. I'm watching this guy, and I'm like, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, no.
You didn't do that much in an hour?
No.
How many burpees can you do, Amy? How many burpees you got in an hour?
I have never tested my hour burpee count.
That's
but
the thing. Who does burpees for a whole hour? That alone is.
I said about 300. I think would be a comfortable.
All right, how many do you think you could do in 30 minutes?
Oh gosh, this is probably gonna be our workout on Saturday.
Oh God, I hope not.
Death by burpee.
I hadn't even looked at it yet.
Yeah. Carlos has offered to come and teach a class about burpees.
Oh, really?
Hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he wants to come in and do burpees with us.
So there's a class on burpees.
I think Carlos makes
it. He's
going
to make
burpees.
A class on burpees.
I feel like if you just watch this podcast, you'll have all you need to know about burpees. Oh, man, they're cheering hard for him right now. He's still got the eye of the tiger, though.
Through his mind right now? Why the fuck did I do this? Or, like, just keep going. Keep going. I'm thinking of what I would be thinking is, like, how fast can I kill myself? Meanwhile, he's like, I'm going to wreck this.
You know, if I'm doing a wad and there's 20, let's say there's 20 burpees involved in this wad, I think at 15, I'm starting to get in my zone where I'm like, okay, just one more. Just one more. Just one more. But he's going over to 800.
Yeah.
So at what point in his brain is he going, just one more, just one more?
He's not. So his physical strength is there. This is a mental game right here.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion, this is all mental. Yeah. It's just getting past that point where you even have any consideration of quitting. And he knows that he can do anything for an hour and he's going to kill it for an hour.
That's part of CrossFit, though, right? I mean, that's like really testing your limits.
Absolutely.
That's part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're working your brain out, too, at the same
time. It is. Yeah. It is a lot. All the time training, I see it with people that it's not that they're losing the battle of strength. They're losing the battle of their mind. They're like, I'm so tired right now. It's so easy. Just stop. Yeah. You just stop. It's easy. But keeping on, man, it's, you know you're going to be on the floor dying.
Does he get endorsements from this at the end? If you break the record, is there notoriety after this? Are there, does this make magazines? Does this...
I would say it's one of those things that if he searches for it, yeah. I don't know if somebody contacts you for that or not, but
stealing company.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to sponsor this guy.
I'm reading the comments here. Someone says, I have the world record for herpes. Maybe that's a typo. Who knows?
Yeah, well,
maybe they
how does that
herpes.
Work? How can you get herpes more than once?
I've known some people.
Maybe they actually meant they have the world. Is this the current burpee holder? The world record holder?
I'd rather be the current burpee holder than the current burpee holder, I suppose.
Sure. What is your workout of choice, your CrossFit workout of choice?
So
Chelsea was fun. You know it.
Which one?
Chelsea was fun. You know it.
We did Chelsea a couple weeks ago. That was it was a body weight workout.
But I mean, are you like a squats girl? Are you a pull-up girl? Are you push-ups?
Yeah, that's what we did like 3 days ago.
Yes. Chess absolutely kicked our ass a couple weeks ago doing Chelsea. That was not my jam. That's not what I show up to CrossFit for. I love those 30-minute mental, the ones where you do want to quit. Those are actually some of my favorite workouts when you just have to get in there and where it's, yeah, definitely testing your physical strength, but doing, the, you know, also.
But I mean, are you like a pull-ups girl? Are you a push-ups girl? Are you a squats girl?
So I used to.
Are you a girl?
Push-ups, but since I got the boobs, push-ups are not.
So you got
not my best friend. I did.
I knew there was something different. I knew there was something different about you.
Yeah, you're afraid to hug me.
Well, I don't want to break them. Could you break them during burpees? Is that a thing?
No, you can't break it. They're not going to break.
What if they, like, pop?
They're resilient. They're not going to break.
Okay, I don't know.
They rebound.
They rebound. I remember when she first had them done, she gave me a hug, and I just gave her, like, a normal hug, and she was like, ow, 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 and I was like, what? She was like, I got boobs. And now I'm forever afraid to hug any woman.
Nope.
Just from that moment?
Well, I have four kids, too, so there's that. So I'm kind of like one of these. Hey, it's good to meet you.
I should be more afraid of you than you should be
of
mine.
You have four kids. I got four kids.
Yeah, I'm afraid to stand by you.
How many wives?
Three boys and one girl. Just one?
Me too.
Nice.
You too.
You have two?
Three boys, one girl.
One as well.
No, I have one wife.
Okay.
One wife, three kids, one on the way.
All right. Well, we just had our little girl. So she's like,
we got a little girl coming.
No friggin' way.
Oh, you got three boys and one girl?
Yep.
Dude, we just became best friends?
Finally happened. I
got three boys,
one girl. This just happened.
They should go get coffee.
So have we picked a name for the girl yet?
Regretta. Because we regret her.
What do you mean? It's not Skull Crusher like your youngest wanted?
No, it's just Regretta.
Regretta.
We'll call her Regrets for short.
No Regerts. You need to do Regerts. That's like the 21st century.
No, 100% Regretta. Yeah, that was it was an accident. I was trying to break a world record on my birthday of how many times I could have sex.
Without having a kid?
Well, it was my birthday. I didn't think you could get a girl pregnant on your birthday, but we tried to break the record at 8. We got to 7. 7 in one day. And that's a real story. We had sex 7 times that day. We started at 2 in the morning.
Did it fall off?
Then we did one at 8 in the morning. Then we did one around like noon. Did one around 4.
I wish she was kidding.
One around 7.
Congrats 10. On the set.
What, were you in the other room? I could hear it.
Well, you have to have a spot. You have to have a clicker.
Congratulations.
You had to have two cops.
I wasn't going to admit that till now, but you blew
were
up
Were you
my
keeping
spot,
his
bro.
Record?
You had to have the video. You had to have two different cameras.
But you have to watch that too, right, to make sure.
Don't worry. It's very quick.
Was it on video for proof?
What's up?
Was your record on?
It's on Pornhub.
Yeah, video or it didn't happen.
Oh, so yeah, there's a video.
The seventh
out there.
Time, was it just dust that came out? Like,
yeah, I mean, I said that was like, I think that's why I didn't make it to 8, because on 7, you know, I pulled out and my finish, you know, the finish is always a big part of a guy's wad, right? And and so you want to see that finish. You want to see a good finish. And I did not see a good finish there. It was just very weak. I was like, man, I'm
very
better than
wad.
That. I'm better than that.
It's a very weak wad.
Yeah, it's a very weak wad that came out of there.
Bill Schofield said, you can't pull out of your own driveway.
You're right. I can't.
We're getting an update here.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that both of our pull-out games is not very strong.
Yeah, like, yeah. How long have you been doing CrossFit?
2012.
Okay, do you think that, you know, they say that CrossFit is kind of an aphrodisiac and that it definitely... people that do CrossFit are typically a little bit more sexually active than those who are not. Do you think that CrossFit played a big role in your four kids?
Tansy is horny.
I think that probably runs into the same thing as people that are more fit and work out probably have more sex. So I think that would, I would give it in that realm, but not CrossFit versus some other form.
I don't know, because like you see these big roided out dudes that are doing, you know, just strictly dumbbell presses and things like that. I'm not sure that they're aggravated. I think it's something with the CrossFit about the thrusting your hips.
I think the yoga would probably be one of those more sexually aggravated
things.
Because if you can bend that way.
Yeah.
What kind of show is this?
What's up?
What kind of
he
show
started it, man.
He's horny.
I'm just rolling with it.
All the time. Absolutely. 100%.
Like, I don't
stay
know
out of that in that chair, okay?
60% of the time, I'm horny 100% of the time.
There you go.
So, yep. So for girls with big boobs, is burpees harder because of the bigger boobs now that you have fakies? Was it easier before? Do you see a difference now?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh.
The crowd just got riled up when they heard boobies.
Is it harder now to do burpees than it was before you had the boob job?
No, not at all. It's just the same.
It's the same. Do they weigh more?
Do they hurt more?
No, way more.
I don't think it's anything like a measurable difference.
Okay.
So, you don't have to go down quite as far, though.
Yeah.
To me, it would be a mental thing,
right? I guess I don't have to go down as far.
It's like airbags, boing.
Yeah.
See, for me, it's like if I'm running and I know that I have, like, heavier shoes on, like boots or, like, hiking shoes that I'm running, then I'm like, dude, I'm definitely not going to do as well because my shoes are heavier.
Yeah.
Like, do you have any kind of mental block?
Nope. No mental block. They do kind of give me a little bit of a rebound, I would say.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, in all seriousness, I don't notice a difference. They're just part of me now.
I got you.
Under the muscle, the implant's under the muscle, so it's stretching.
I got you.
So let me ask, is using a weighted vest part of CrossFit? Do you guys have used weighted vests?
Unfortunately.
I feel like if you don't, it's not CrossFit. Like, I think to be...
How many burpees could you do with a 100-pound weighted vest? Now that's...
You're never going to find out.
So I just walk my dog and like maybe a light jog with a 100-pound weighted vest, and I think I'm something. I couldn't do one burpee with a 100-pound weighted vest. That's like a trap. So do you guys do pull-ups with weighted vests? How much is the weight? How much do you guys sort of dabble in that?
Right now, it just depends on the programming that we're doing. The current program we're doing doesn't call for a lot of weight vests or a lot of... you know, that when pull-ups, too, you can also use a weight, like a belt that goes around and has a chain on it that we hook weights to. So that's probably more common for pull-ups.
That's what you use that for. Oh, boy, am I embarrassed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the dangler.
Boy, am I embarrassed. No kink shame. So a part of, obviously, maintaining good health with CrossFit has to be diet, too. So I'm sure when you guys first got into CrossFit, you had to change your diet a little bit, too, right? Or did you just continue to eat shit like I do?
I mean, I work out to eat.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think there's two types of people that do CrossFit. Those who do CrossFit to eat and drink as much as they want guiltlessly.
Yeah.
And then those who do CrossFit because they're like sadomasochists.
I'd say there's like that initial burst of drop down to where you want to be, and then you can kind of.
So you still eat whatever you want?
I have my moments. Like, I go through phases. Like, right now, I'm probably just kind of like whatever. But, I mean, I'm on the one meal a day plan right now. So, I kind of do that. And then I eat whatever the hell I want and drink whatever the hell I want.
Is it bulking season right now and then cutting season after Christmas or what?
Oh, man.
That's my plan.
Yeah. I'd probably say that's probably the easier way to do it.
Because it's bulking season. That's why, okay, I really just want to eat whatever I want.
Sure,
even in the holidays. And then it's cutting season because that's over now and I want to look good for the beach in the summer, right?
Yeah, it works really well as long as you're actually working out while you're doing it.
Do you think that's part of his strategy? It's like, hey, let me break the world record right before Christmas so that I can just fucking binge for the whole holiday before I get back to work.
I don't know how you could possibly... I mean, he probably couldn't eat a whole sandwich right now without throwing up. Like really.
We've got a lot of cheering going on. We're 30 minutes into this. We're halfway in.
I actually started CrossFit right before Christmas. I was in the winter.
Okay.
And wanted to do something different. So I actually started CrossFit around this time of year when everybody else is trying to, not really caring about losing weight. And I was like, well, I've always wanted to try this. Let me just jump in. So...
You know, I always say, like, before you started CrossFit, what did you do to, like, hurt yourself? Just cut yourself, you know, where people couldn't see it or something like that before you jumped into CrossFit? Like, what was your source of pain before CrossFit?
I didn't have a very consistent one. CrossFit's like...
Because I feel like you have to be a tortured soul and have it's got to be so bad that you're like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to do CrossFit.
Yeah, I did that. I mean, you got to do something different to get different results.
That's better than just like becoming a runner. Some of these people who just like run forever.
Running's easy though.
I love running.
My jam.
I love running.
I love running. Yeah.
Running's easy.
People who are runners are running from something else.
Maybe. That is just entirely possible.
You mentioned Dave Goggins. He runs like miles a day. So I get it. It works and it's mental fortitude like CrossFit. But I would rather lift weights or do anything else than just run.
Yeah, so here's the kicker about running that I love so much. You want to run, but you choose on to walk out the damn door.
Right. Yeah.
You want to go lift? You got to get to the gym. So you just carved out at least an hour a day to knock that out. And if you're out of town, you got to go find a gym.
But, I mean, we're in North Carolina. That's a little bit easy to say. It's 70 degrees. It's December.
Yeah.
Boston, if you're January, fuck that.
Nah, you can get you a little Peloton.
You never saw Rocky IV where he's running up those Russian mountains?
Yeah. No.
In the snow with a leather jacket.
Super practical.
Bomber jacket.
That really happened.
With the boots.
Yep.
That was CrossFit. That was CrossFit before it was even fucking
absolutely.
Cool, man.
It's like military CrossFit.
Like he was picking up, he was picking up wheelbarrows full of lumber.
Yeah.
Remember that? Did you see Rocky?
Yeah, you know, like CrossFit first came out, there was some of these farmers got really smart and they were like, hey, you know, we're going to set up a workout for you at our farm. You come and you cut wood and you come and you move this stuff. And they legitimately had guys come out there and do the work for them for free. They paid them for it.
That's all I thought Rocky for.
Yeah.
Before he fought the Russian. Yeah, I mean, that's what he was out there doing, chopping wood. You know, lifting rocks over his head and shits.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
Cut wood. What do they call it? Chop wood, drink water, seek enlightenment.
Do you guys use the big hammers and hit the tires with the hammers?
I haven't in a while, but yeah, definitely.
Look, he's got a
That's pretty fun to get your anger out with, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's got a shit.
It's not fun when you miss the tire, though. If you miss the tire,
you feel the vibration.
That shit hurts. Yeah.
It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to hit. You don't want to miss that.
So what I've noticed here right now is we're 33 minutes into this, and he's not as sweaty as I thought he would be or should be.
Yeah.
Should you be sweatier?
He's been wiping his brow a bit.
Yeah, I really think that he has got a natural disposition towards that. Like, I mean, it just I've never seen anything like that in my life. Like,
so what do we anticipate?
The fact that he just doesn't sweat. It's wild.
After he completes his mission, which we all believe he will, is there a celebration or does he just lay?
Nah, he just walks
Starfish.
Off.
He just walks
never
around.
Lays down afterwards. He goes up and you can talk to him and he'll talk. He might be breathing a little heavy, but otherwise, no, man, this guy's like insane.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he crazy? You
probably.
Have to be.
There's probably. I think there's a little bit of crazy in anybody. That
is he from the area?
Sanity.
Where is he from? What's that accent, New Jersey?
Originally, I think he's from like New York or something like that, and then he's moved down here now. So. Okay.
All right, we just crossed 500.
Nice.
500 and counting.
So again, remind me, what's the number? Is 900 what?
I think he's got to get at least 870.
870.
No, 880. 879 is the record.
Right? So maybe he's shooting for 900.
Maybe, yeah.
And he just got 500.
Well, do you know what the number is, Amy?
He's on a good pace right now. I'm not good at math.
I can't remember.
To piece it up.
So
I want to say 955.
He needs to do about 15 reps per minute.
Yeah.
I think he's been doing 15 or 16 in practice. That's what he's been trying to do.
Wow.
That's what you do, right? One more than you're supposed to.
You know, and that's what sucks. It's something you don't think about either is that practice, right? We talk about practice. Like, you have to practice this shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
fucking
terrible.
3 times a week he's been practicing.
I'd be pissed if I did it and broke the record and nobody was there. I'd be like, what's the point of that?
No, he's worked so hard. This is muscle memory. What he's doing right now, he's not thinking anything about it. He's in the zone. I'm in charge of the music today, and I was scared to death I was going to pick the wrong.
Oh,
so we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
They were wondering about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this his music playlist?
So, no. I actually... So, he had some music on. He listens to, like, this, like... What do you call that? Like,
Trance?
No.
It's...
Like,
that's what was playing
like
when
like running across the finish
right,
line.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, it was like trance.
But it's not that. Yeah.
Right? That's not trance?
So I don't know what just happened to the
You heard it for a very short period of time when we got on here. But yeah, it repeats itself. It's like.
Yeah, here it is.
Every couple of seconds.
He's got it on now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But right before he started.
Oh, Epic. It's called Epic.
How is it like all these times we've been looking for somebody to give us some information, and this is the first time it happens?
So this is the type of music is Epic music.
Yeah, Epic.
Is what it's called.
So he's now officially in the third quarter.
Kind of like a movie soundtrack.
Yeah. There you go. Like the action scene, it's all about to happen.
Hans Zimmer and John Williams and those.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to see a porn that had this kind of music theme to it.
In slow motion.
That'd be intense.
Very inspirational.
I think that, you know, that this would be something they'd be dressed up in character for this.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always down for characters in my pornography. I want to switch it up. I don't want to see the overproduced fakies
that
are moaning. I mean, like, come at me with either some good amateur or something epic like this where you're getting dressed up, you're getting into a character. You know what I mean? I want to be entertained.
Is that what happened the 7 times in a day you had it?
No, there was no porn that day.
No,
my wife's just.
You
not,
didn't dress up or do anything.
She's in it. She's in that very, very rarely. Like
okay,
yeah,
okay.
That's more of like a twice a year, 3 times a year type thing where she's like, you know what, let's put on a film. You know what I mean?
There you go.
She's got to be in a certain mood. Other than that, no, it's
so
she likes normal.
His middle name is Horny.
That's all he ever talks
Eric
about.
Horny Tansy.
The crowd is really moving right now. Everybody's clapping. There's some smiles on some faces. A little, you know, about 30 minutes ago, it was a lot of straight faces. Nobody really showing any emotion. But now there's a lot of smiles, a lot of head nodding, a lot of this.
Yeah.
A lot of, we're liking it, we're moving it.
This is the music you were asking for. This is like the end scene of
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
like I'm into it now.
And actually,
you know
he practices for an hour to this
music. Yeah, the same song.
The
repeats. It's the same.
And then right before he was starting today, he says, go put whatever you want on. I was like... No, like
yeah,
if my completion of this would be dependent on having some like Britney Spears work bitch.
Yeah,
like,
there we go.
For
Britney
like an hour solid.
Britney bitch.
Yeah.
By the way, do you follow her on Instagram?
Not as
train
much,
wreck that you cannot stop watching.
But she's
I love
free.
It.
Well, guess
dude, I love it.
She's free though.
Hosting the New Year's Eve, Dick Clark's New Year's Eve countdown.
Shut up.
What? She is. Yeah. No more Ryan Seacrest.
What?
It's Britney bitch.
Dude, I want to see her go nuts.
Free Britney.
Dude, honestly, that's great because I'm going to watch that now. I had no desire to watch with Ryan Seacrest. Now I'm like, she could just like puke all over herself. It's going to be live, allegedly. But
well, that would be interesting.
Oh. Right?
I mean, because maybe she just starts dancing and everyone's like, what are you doing?
Hurls.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Now what starts?
She's going to prove everyone wrong. She's going to turn it around.
I'm ready for New Year's.
Britney is toxic, Britney.
turn the bus around, Britney.
Yeah. People are going to be like, lock Britney back up. Unfree Britney.
Right, done.
We're
out.
Go
cut your hair again. This is, no, we're done.
Hey, I think she looked good.
Toothpaste back in the tube, though.
This is kind of like the naked Barbie doll.
You remember Demi Moore in that Navy SEAL movie?
G.I. Jane.
Yeah, I thought she looked great when she shaved her head.
That was good. Yeah.
Does Demi Moore have fakies? Demi Moore, does she have fakies?
What was the question?
Does Demi Moore have fakies?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would imagine anybody.
They looked very proper.
In their right mind, is that what you're about to say?
They might be over the muscle.
Okay.
Yeah, they're more formed. You can, and she has a smaller build, so.
Yeah.
I think she looked great in that movie,
G.I. Jane.
Boobs.
I love the push-ups, the pull-ups. That's CrossFit. It's a CrossFit movie, essentially. Is there a CrossFit movie?
Oh, what was that one with Channing Tatum back in the day?
Oh, where he strips?
No, Magic Mike.
Oh, Magic Mike. Yes, that's what it was.
No, it was before Magic Mike. Shit.
You lost me.
That was a CrossFit movie?
I don't really pick my movies and go, oh, Channing Tatum, let's go.
I do.
Me neither.
Oh, you're missing out.
That's an Amy thing.
Absolutely.
But I mean, they have like kickboxing movies. They've got football movies.
That's a really good.
Baseball movie.
We need to work on this.
What is a CrossFit movie and who plays it?
We need
like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Maybe they need one.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think he's a little too big for that, personally. The Rock, probably a little too big for that. You know, no, I'm thinking Kevin Hart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
I'm thinking Kevin Hart could nail a CrossFit movie.
The man that breaks the burpee record.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
The whole movie about today, we're the commentators.
Yeah.
The music, we got the movie music. It's Kevin Hart being really serious.
There you go.
Like Carlos.
And he just had that new movie, Truth, or the TV show, Limited Series.
Of course,
series.
His name couldn't be Carlos. Though. Well, I guess you could.
So
you have a black Carlos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
There's black Carloses out there.
That's right. Yeah, probably a little bit of everything.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself think. The music's getting louder.
Well, I think that's the point, is that he doesn't want to hear himself think.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? You put this up so loud.
So I would like to. Maybe we should have had headphones for this.
Well, the kicker at this point is you can't ask a question unless you mouth it. You got to mouth it. Mouth it.
I don't know. I'm into it, though. We've got 20 minutes left, and you can see him behind us just getting after it. I'm pumped up. I'm motivated. The music's got me all jacked up. I'm going to do some fucking burpees after this. That's not true.
I was about to say. I think you're full of shit.
I need to tone it down a little bit. That was the beer talking.
You're getting excited. You need another one? Is that what it is?
Maybe. I would definitely do another beer. The cops over there, you know, 600.
All right.
600. And by the way,
I can't hear anything.
So today there's, not only is it special that he's breaking a record, but also he's breaking this record for a good cause. Today there is $1,000 for every burpee being done today that is going to the House of Hope of North Carolina. So there could be somewhere upwards of almost $10,000 being donated today, which is huge. And I think that's the House of Hope is kind of sponsored by Stillhouse at this point. But the music is getting extremely loud.
And I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
He's just talking, man. That was just a random piece of paper. You know.
It is. I literally can't hear a word anyone's saying. Everyone is so loud and pumped.
I think at this point, he's definitely listening to the music.
Yeah, nobody can.
We're in the fourth quarter here.
At this point, you just watch a world record being broken, and you enjoy for what it is.
We got about 15 minutes left. He's in the fourth quarter right now. This is where the mental fortitude really comes in.
I think I'm sweating more than he is.
And yes, maybe Joe and I will do a burpee competition for charity. Every burpee we do, we raise $20. We'd probably get about $80.
All I heard was $80. I literally didn't hear a word you said.
$80 and a call girl.
Well, are you talking about Imperial Girl saying she would donate? Okay.
Hey, I noticed somebody
price,
on here
Imperial
asked
girl.
About...
I'll call you out on that. Name your
asked
price.
Asked about the, what is on his arm. The KT tape is what is on his arm. That kind of helps for that muscle fatigue and keeping things together so he doesn't pull anything.
You guys hear that?
And the crowd
nice,
is...
Nice and quiet for 1 second. You can hear. Regain your thoughts now. Everyone hands to heart center. Fourth quarter.
Oh, he's got a head nod right now. He's talking to his coach.
Mike is pumping him up. Mike is like, you got this, dude.
Here we go. Here
Mike
we go.
Is like, height boy.
They're telling him to push on, yeah. Suck it up, let's go. We know it hurts.
So he's at 43 minutes. I would have quit about 42 minutes ago. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
42 minutes
yeah,
ago.
Totally.
There's none of that here right now. He is just locked into the zone. This is the final thing. This is where it gets serious. You know, we're pushing about 18 minutes to go. And I'm sure that right now, just the weight of the world is literally on his legs right now.
I bet he can't feel them.
Yeah, he must be numb at this
point,
be. Right?
Yeah.
Gotta be at this point.
I would want a big, like, projector of Dave Goggins just yelling at me. You bitch! You inner bitch! Let's go! Let's go! And I'd, okay, Dave. Whatever
I asked him this week, I said, what do you need from us? Do you want us to be quiet? You want us to cheer for you? What do you want? He said, I don't even care. I'm just thankful you'll be here. So
he's just happy to be here.
I mean,
here
he's so go. Appreciative of all the support.
Well, he sounds humble. I'm sure CrossFit
so
humbles
humble.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
It'll humble you real fast.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And, you know, he has a really great story. I don't know if you've talked about I think he's only lived here since he was 16. I can't remember exactly where he moved from, but his family's over here in the front watching, cheering him on. But his story of just, like, perseverance and is just incredible.
Well, tell us more about that. So where did you say he was from originally?
I can't remember exactly where he's from, but he said that he moved here when he was 16. And
we're going to try to get him on the show for a further episode to talk about.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just to let you guys know what's going on now is there are children here, and even the children are just completely locked onto this moment. Mm-hmm. Everybody here is, they've got slight smiles on their faces, but they are watching. Nobody is blinking. I mean, it's just really some, like, nail-biter, on-the-edge-of-your-seat shit going on right now.
So do we know if he knows what his number is at yet, or does he know his count? Micah had the sign, but was he looking?
Yeah, and for me, I would have had to have a girl in a bikini walking around with that
That'd
sign.
Be preferred.
But, you know, they have the next best thing, which is Micah. He's actually writing on the board right now. And so I think here shortly we will get an update on what,
now,
what
does
number
he,
he's at.
Say he crushes the number. Does he just keep going and say, fuck
yeah.
it, I'm setting it now?
Yep.
Or
at that point, it makes
one,
it. Yep.
One more and then quit.
No, you keep going, man. You don't stop. You get the highest number you can so nobody can take it from you. So.
Yeah. He knows he can do anything
for an
hour.
I'm going to jump out of the seat. If he breaks this record, I'm going to lose it. I'm storming the gym just like we did at App State.
You're cleaning it up.
We did. We got.
You
got
to clean it up.
4 minutes left. Oh, no, 14 minutes left.
There's not very many weights that I can be picking up. Don't worry.
He is a specimen, by the way. I mean, that's peak male body right there.
Yeah. Are you horny now?
Huh?
Are you horny now?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
We know Eric is.
I definitely have a chub.
Can you blame me? Look at the guy. And I'm a straight man, allegedly.
Yeah, no. I
think I'm going to go with jealous over horny, man. Let's.
Yeah, I'm
so
not
we're coming up right now. We got 14 minutes to go. 14 minutes to go. The man that's been walking around with the numbers, he has stopped doing that. I don't think Carlos wants to know. And it's just pure work. Pure determination. He's all in right now.
Yeah, I mean, the music makes the atmosphere just yep. like, it's tense. You can feel the tension building and growing.
A soldier came home. A soldier came home.
At what point do we start just chanting, Carlos, Carlos?
I think we started chanting Carlos
like
here.
2 minutes left?
Probably in the next, like, 3 minutes to go, Mark. That's when that starts.
This girl agrees he's hot.
Oh,
she
yeah.
said he's hot. Imperial yeah. girl.
We are not complaining. I'm sorry. I'll be like.
if they announce and Micah holds up, like, okay, this you've broken the record, does he slow down or do you think he keeps going faster, though? Because I feel like if I got the record,
I wouldn't want to know.
I'd slow down.
I wouldn't want to know because they haven't walked around.
Yeah.
They haven't been walking around with it, and I think that's a smart move on his part. I don't think he wants to know where he's at right now. I think he just wants to keep going. But he has picked up the pace, which is pretty incredible.
See, Imperial Girl, who's in the chat, slowing down.
Here he goes. She's still talking about him.
Yeah.
A lot of yelling of not to quit. Let's go.
Never back down. That was a Channing Tatum movie, I think.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wow, you've been thinking about this whole time?
Well, he said never quit, and that's what made me think about
it.
Man.
All right.
It's not because I've been thinking about Channing Tatum.
He's at 700,
by the way, but whatever.
Okay, so he's at 700. But they're keeping that number from him.
I don't have my phone.
They did not show him the number. They only showed us and the crowd.
Well, he's probably
is that part of the strategy?
Seems like a strategy to me. I wouldn't want to know.
I wouldn't want to know.
Keep it away. Yeah.
I wouldn't want
to
know.
I think he just wants him to be able to look at the clock and know that he's on pace.
Okay.
And if he needs to pick it up or stay his course.
I got to be honest. I want to, like, yell, like, come on, man, let's go. But I feel like, who am I?
No,
I feel like he should look
at
me if I say, like, shut the fuck up. You couldn't do three. And I'd be like, okay, you're right.
You know, I really don't think he's going to look over here if you yell it. You should give it a shot.
And again, if you guys are all watching on YouTube right now, hammer the like button. This guy needs all the likes. Every last like goes to an extra burpee. And if we get enough likes, we'll do a... Tansy will do this next year and try to break this record. He'll start training tomorrow to break this record for Regretta.
I want to see the handstand. I mean, a handstand or a pull-up from you. Like that would be a good challenge.
Pull-ups.
I can do one pull-up.
I want to see you get back to 21. How long do you think that'd take you?
3 days?
6 months? Not even three months?
No,
you do 21 pull-ups?
Yeah, I think you could do that in like 2 months. Max.
2 months, yeah. I was going to say. I don't think it would take long. I think I could probably knock out 7 or 8.
You said 9 at the beginning.
Did I say 9?
Yeah, you're losing your futzpa.
Get a little more tired right now. We'll do it afterwards because I am motivated.
My guess is there's going to be a crater right between his feet from the times his huge, massive dong is just hitting the ground there. I mean, this guy's obviously packing. He's a boss, right? So there's going to be a crater just from his...
You really think he's getting that excited right now?
What I think is interesting...
Tansy's excited for him. He felt the table go boop.
What I think is interesting is the cops, the sheriffs that are watching this, they are kind of like this. They're trying to stay professional. They've been standing at like a modified parade rest, but they are now weaving like this. The girl, she just swiped her forehead. I mean, they're in it. I mean, if you look over there, even the cops are in it. All the adults, all the parents, everybody is swaying like this. Their heads are down. Their eyes are forward. This is very intense. We're the only ones not being serious here. But literally, I feel like these people in here could win a war right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like this is like out of the movie 300.
And he's doing it for Harambe.
He is doing it for Harambe and Anne Frank.
Remember when, hey, you know, he didn't make president, but...
The record-breaking burpee
he
is for Anne
Frank. Just watched that footage of Harambe before this, and he's like, for Harambe!
Have you noticed how nervous everybody's getting? Yes. They're starting to get a lot more nervous. There's not a lot of...
Nervous, excited. There's a lot of this going on.
This is intense.
I'm having such a hard time paying attention to you guys when I've got a half-naked... sexy guy behind me doing a million burpees.
I think everybody is really excited. We're pushing into the final 9 minutes. 9 minutes to go. His pace has picked up. The seriousness has picked up. His breaks are shorter.
Let's fucking go!
Let's go!
Let's fucking go!
Hey, no pressure. I mean, think about the pressure he's feeling right now, right? Because you cannot fail right now with all these people watching.
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
Freaking Bro Sports Tailgate Legends live doing this. All these people watching and cheering you on.
I just got to
not fail.
I just got to look a second ago. It looks like it's going to be really tight.
He's got one job.
I just
got to
look from one of the judges. It looks like it's going to be pretty tight. So.
Oh. He's really got to push it now. He's at 750. He's really got to. Really got to turn it on right now in these last 9 minutes. He's got to do just over 100.
What he asked? Did your kid just send a text message and ask if he
can have? My kid's asking me if he can have a cake pop.
A what?
That's the important thing, right?
I mean,
yes, you guys
cake
can
pop.
Have a cake
he
pop.
Wanted a cake pop, so he asked her by zooming in on the text so she could see it.
That's my kid over there. Yes, you can have a cake pop. Jeez. Always momming.
I do like cake pops.
Always momming.
They are good. I've got a bakery, so we make cake
you
pops.
You own a bakery?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit.
Bake lab. Yeah.
Oh, where's that at?
Yeah, down at Campbell University area. Like, you know.
Okay. Well, I make rum. I own a distillery.
Yeah, that probably tastes even better.
A rum cake balls are amazing.
Yeah, that does sound really good.
I see a collab going on here.
Well, I could send you some spiced rum.
I like
that. I was going to suggest edibles, but hey.
Cake ball mix.
Yeah, I think we're going to need a couple of these every Friday when we get done working out at 9:30, we have some drinks. So we're going to have to get some rum, you know.
I'm going to send you with some of the spiced rum because do make a really good spiced rum cake. You can also, you know, use it in other different types of baking.
Yeah, yeah.
What about marijuana baking?
No.
Is that your other business?
You do some other edibles up in there?
I just want to eat an edible rum cake pop thing, whatever the hell you guys talk about.
Mm-hmm. Rum cake with marijuana.
Yep. Don't tell the police behind me.
Do you know I've never even tried pot.
I don't know if they listen to your podcast.
Never.
I think you're good.
I've never even tried it. Not once.
Take a bottle of his rum. Take it to the bake lab.
And we're going to make a rum cake?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We'll make one just for Carlos here.
There you go.
Carlos has got about 7 minutes. 7 minutes here. He's got to really push. He's got to dig in deep.
You got a kid there to take a picture. She gets
Jacob,
your kid.
Jacob, I hear your brother.
Oh, he's already doing it. He's on
Maybe
it.
In my wildest dreams. My wildest fantasies. Maybe. But nothing but grit, determination. What a
We're approaching
show this guy is putting on.
The final 5 minutes right now.
This guy is putting on a show. He's got 6 minutes. 6 minutes to go here.
I'm nervous for him right now.
Do these people just maul him when he does it or what? Do they just attack
him? Look, if you guys haven't followed this guy on Instagram, please go over there and do that. Proudy Carlos, at Proudy Carlos. What do you guys want some questions? If you guys have any questions, we got about 6 minutes left to see if this guy breaks the record. Keep us entertained. Keep us going. Jacob Nichol asks, when is Tansy and Jesse going to do a morning show? I don't know. Probably never. That's something that only dreams are made of. What else do you guys got? Imperial Girl says, go Carlos.
I'm just mesmerized by him back here.
Ditto.
Yes. Yep. Truly fantastic.
I noticed, so he lost his shoes. I didn't see when, but his shoes started on. Now they're off.
Let's go. He's at 800. He's at 800. He's got about 80 more to go, baby. 80 more in 5 minutes.
This is like watching America's Got Talent, and you're really worried that they're going to be bad, and you're like starting to tense up, and you're not even there. You're like watching it, and you're like, don't be bad.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
All right.
So
800.
He's got to fucking go. He's turning up. My hands are sweating. Let's fucking go, brother. Let's fucking go. He's really has
down to
the eye of the tiger.
It's all right.
It is intense. They're starting to clap. Everybody's clapping. Nobody's stopping. Everybody's moving. They're watching this guy. There's a guy in here with a rad mullet that was working out. He has stopped working out to come watch.
And just for the ladies out there watching, I do not see a wedding ring on his hand. What a beast. What an absolute savage, this guy. I mean, are you kidding me? He's still going.
He's still.
I'm tired. I've been talking. This guy is going.
Somebody,
incredible.
Somebody asked, what does it smell like? It does not smell like an orgy. It smells very nice in here. It really does. This is incredible.
If we had the doors rolled up, it'd smell like barbecue. Redneck Barbecue Lab is like three doors down. It'd be like, now that would be hard, smelling barbecue.
This is really incredible. For those of you who are just listening, if you're still listening in your cars, I mean, you're listening to history. We're getting to sit here live and witness this history. I mean, my heart is pounding. I've got sweat on my palms. Just watching this crowd is intense. It's incredible.
We're trying to get to 951.
What's that?
951 is what we're shooting for right now.
Okay. Here we go.
He's probably like 830, 840 right now.
All right, he's at 840 right now. He's only 40 away from the record. He still has 3 minutes.
So he needs 951 just as a refresher.
951.
That's the record.
951. Four. It's a shame we didn't find that out till like
he's like
57 minutes.
He's like mid 800.
No, I think the record is 871 as of September. I think his goal is that.
Oh, Micah just told me 951. Micah, what's the record?
951 is the current.
So as it was at, because September, according to Guinness, it was 879.
As of last night, it was
9. September 2021. Nope.
Telling you what we saw last
it's
night.
It's 950.
Yeah.
Oof.
51.
We got a long way to go. He's getting it.
Let's go.
2 minute warning. We've approached the 2 minute warning.
I think I'm more nervous than he is.
Yeah, right? I feel the same.
Me too.
Thing.
I just got super nervous.
Yeah.
I'm so
started shaking.
I'm trying to confirm this burpee world record.
Imperial Girl Yankee candles are good, but they're too expensive.
That was good. Was that product placement? You need Yankee Candle to back you on that one.
Well, she's saying if it smells like man sweat and barbecue, that's why we get Yankee Candle.
There you go.
The Yankee Candles are very expensive.
Okay.
That'd be a good new flavor.
I like that Bath & Beyond. Or Bath & Body Works. That's my fave.
Oh, it's going to make you agree.
It is. Yeah, he's got to really push. He's got to really push. He's got to really get it here. I mean, the gym is full. He's got one minute.
We got 56 seconds left.
Oh, man. We got 1 minute to go here. Can he do it? Can he break the record?
Did your heart start beating faster?
My heart, I mean, I've got
like,
chills.
Yeah.
I'm gripping this mic. Like a porn star.
I didn't even realize that. I was really holding.
Has to hurt right
I was
now.
Holding the mic harder. Did you squeezing it like
kung fu grip? Woo. Oh boy.
Oh, here we go. Get up, baby. 15 seconds to go. Let's fucking go.
10
he
seconds.
Might break the record here. At his pace, he's taking no breaks right now. He's staring at the clock. He's got 3 seconds. That's it. It's over. Wow.
All right.
What an effort.
60 minutes.
Let's see what was the final count.
No matter what the final number is, that guy is crazy.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is a man right there. A full-grown man
intense.
Who is pushing every boundary his body, his mind has. Incredible feat. Absolutely amazing what we just witnessed this man do.
What do we have? What do we have as a number?
So we have the official counter. He's putting it up onto the screen here.
All right, they're putting the official count in. Oh, they're going to bring it to us.
All right.
So if you're watching live on YouTube, we're going to have the official count be shown to us.
You're going to know before we do.
On the screen.
Hold on, here we go.
It's a little bit of a delay here, so I can't see it yet.
Oh, snap. You want to know?
See what it
go
is?
Go for it.
864 burpees in an hour. Wow.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow.
That's a lot.
164 burpees in an hour. Wow, what a show. What a show.
I couldn't even count to 864 in an hour. He did 864 burpees in an hour.
Oh, man, that was...
This man
was
is incredible.
Amazing. Just incredible.
You're unbelievable, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
Come and take
a seat. She's going to get a sweaty hug.
Here is the man himself. Carlos, grab a mic. Sit down.
Grab a chair. Wow.
Ooh, we're turning the lights
up. That got dark.
Oh,
okay.
Hello.
Oh, that was a kid.
All right, Carlos. You got to put this mic right up to your mouth and tell us what's going through your mind. Now, even we know it's after. Before this is happening, what are you thinking? One thing, just burpees. What's going through your head in the beginning?
I was trying not to get nervous, but sometimes it is what it is, you know. It is what it is. I was a little nervous, but other than that, I was like, I know I had it, but it's okay. You learn from your mistakes. You'll come back, and it's all good. we're going to train harder, and we're going to prove it. It's all mental, and it's all good. No excuses. You kicked my ass.
Where do you think you went wrong today? Was it just a lighter pace, or did something affect you? Was it the cardio? Was it the legs? What was it that broke you today? Well, you're not broken because you stayed in the fight for the whole duration.
Unbreakable.
Yeah.
It's just like I can't make any excuses. You kicked my ass today. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'll come back stronger. We're going to hit her harder.
Yes, sir.
And we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the mindset you have to have, right?
Yeah. It's gonna suck, but once you like just get in the rhythm, you're good to go.
Yeah.
It will be tough, and then if you don't fail in life, you know you never learn from your mistakes. So it's all good. I'll come back stronger. We're gonna keep grinding, and we're just gonna keep going. And I'm gonna get it, no matter what. Just like Goggins, he failed 3 times, but you know he just kept coming back, and he got in the 3rd time. So I'm good.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, no one wants to fail, but it's just part of life. You fail, you go back again, and I'll go stronger, and no problem.
You mentioned Goggins. Is that your biggest motivation? Is he your guy?
Yeah.
I mean, so I know that they were talking about the music you wanted to listen to. It was like, especially at the end, they were pumping up that music.
Yeah.
Is that what drives you? Do you hear? Do you kind of talk to yourself, talking like Goggins does, your inner bitch, and trying to get rid of that inner bitch? What are you saying to yourself as you're going up and down like that?
It is what it is. And then it's like, it hurts, but all good. I'll just keep that mentality, and doesn't matter. You want to quit, but you know that you can't quit. Next week there is 24 hours. I'm going to jump into that, and I'm just going
to
go for it.
What do you do now to rest? How do you sort of recover from something like this?
I'm just going to go get an ice bath and training. We'll be back here again next week, and we'll be training, and then we'll get it done no matter what.
You're crazy. I mean that in the most sincere way possible, because what we just witnessed you do, I mean, we're up here talking and watching you sweating. You're incredible.
Anyone can do it. Like, anyone can do it. Like, you know, if you want to go do it, you know you can do it.
You think, huh?
It's hard work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's days that you don't want to do anything. You just want to say, like, oh, man, I just want to stay home. But nope, we got to go up there, and it's going to hurt, but we just keep training. We just keep – we go through the pain. It doesn't matter. Anyone can do it. Like, you know, I'm not better than no one in here. Anyone can do it. But it's all mental. It's all in here. So once you get past through that, you're good to go.
Well, Carlos, we appreciate it. We know that you got family out here to see you. They all want hugs from you. They want the sweat on them. I know they do. Hey, man, thank you so much. Great job.
Just want to say thank you for everyone to, like, whatever came in here. And I know I shouldn't say this, but I'm sorry that you let you guys down. But I know I'm going to come back stronger, and I'm going to get it done. Thank you, and I appreciate it. And if you're going through something in life, just keep going. You'll get it done no matter what. Just go up there. Don't feel sorry for yourself or whatever. If you ever wait or you have anything going on, just keep moving forward. Don't quit. There's days that you don't want to do anything, but just do it, and you'll feel better. And let's go. Let's do it.
Wow.
And those
Carlos,
words
you're incredible,
coming from
man.
A man
you're incredible.
Who just did almost 900 burpees in an hour.
Incredible, man.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
I mean,
to be able to shake your hand.
That's a real man right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he kept talking mental, right? And that might be half the battle. I mean, who am I, the judge? He knows better than me. We just listened to him for a minute here, but that's a mental game. That's totally it's you against yourself right there, right? I mean, it's not the ground that you're bouncing off of or your muscles that are feeling tired. That's you versus your inner bitch. And
wild.
Just watching that was incredible. I can only imagine attempting something like that.
Could you imagine walking off like that and having kind of an attitude about it?
Incredible.
Being that excited about doing it again, starting again next week?
If that doesn't fire you up, you don't have a pulse, honestly.
Yeah.
I question everything about you if you don't feel motivated and fired up after that. I'm ready to conquer the world after just listening to him. I mean, that's an incredible human being right there who just did something that I don't think anyone else here could even come close to doing, except for maybe Micah.
Well, you know, and everybody's a winner today because a great charity gets 854 times 1,000, so $8,064 to the House of Hope. Big shout out to Stillhouse CrossFit. 86.40.
Not 64.
I'm sorry. Another shout out to Springback Clamps and Micah Martin. And just thank you so much, guys, for having us out here. For all you guys that are listening, hammer that like button. And we'll see you guys again on the next one. You want to take us out, Joe?
Until next time.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.